$320 million crypto drain and Orbital data center and Qatar's empty tankers. A group claiming white hat status drained $320 million from the Liquid network over the weekend. The Liquid network is a Bitcoin sidechain built by Blockstream, enabling faster and more confidential transactions than the main Bitcoin chain. It has been positioned as an institutional Bitcoin layer. The white hat framing, which asserts the actors were exposing a vulnerability rather than stealing, deserves skepticism, as the characterization is a common ex post narrative used when exploit perpetrators seek to negotiate fund returns or limit legal exposure. Full forensics will take time, but the scale places the incident among the largest DeFi exploits on record and directly challenges the network's institutional credibility. SpaceX has announced a target of late 2027 for launching an orbital data center, pitching the concept as infrastructure free from geographic and regulatory constraints that could offer latency advantages and serve clients globally. Expert skepticism has been immediate and specific. Cooling in orbit requires massive radiator arrays rather than terrestrial thermal dissipation. Power density from orbital solar panels at practical mass falls short of what a serious data center requires. And the latency advantages largely disappear once you need the satellite constellation density required for continuous coverage. The jurisdictional angle is drawing attention from legal scholars, since existing international space law, primarily the Outer Space Treaty of 1967, written for Cold War national space programs, contains no clear provisions for commercial data infrastructure, leaving questions about court-compelled data disclosure genuinely unresolved. The Qatari LNG story is quieter but carries significant market implications. Empty Qatari tankers returning home signal that existing supply contracts have concluded and new directional commitments have not yet filled the pipeline. Qatar is the world's largest LNG exporter and is in the middle of a capacity expansion, where it places its next round of long-term supply deals, with Europe still desperate for alternatives to Russian supply, or with buyers including India and China, will shape energy geopolitics for the next decade.